When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to this edition of Keep Watch Pass, episode number 24 of this little series. And we have a fun one to do here because we're going for a theme this time. And because this show comes out on Monday morning, it feels like the kind of episode that's gonna sit well or wrong with people, because we're talking about movies set in bad workplaces. And here to join me in this audio workplace is my lovely wife, Carrie. Carrie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just wondering if by the end of the show, if I'll be terminated from my current position.
No, you'll stay on as guest host here.
I meant his lovely wife.
Well, that depends on what your past film is. So, you know, we'll see. I'll let you know by the end of the show.
Woo!
So let me explain what we're about to do. We are about to pick three movies that are set in arguably bad workplaces. How we define those bad workplaces is basically dependent on each of us and the picks that we make. And we're going to pick three films: a keep, a watch, and a pass. The keep is one where we absolutely love the film. The watch is, hey, guess what? If it's on, I'll watch it, but yeah, it's all good. The pass, well, you know what? We'd skip that like we'd skip a day at a bad workplace. But we're going to start with our keep films. And Carrie, what is your keep bad workplace film?
I think it's obvious that I am keeping the quintessential office space because this movie, I mean, aside from the whole, you know, extortion and stealing from the company, it covers all the bases of any office that you have ever worked in.
Mm-hmm.
The printer that gets the ever-loving kicked out of it, just, you know, just because the staff can't take it anymore. Paper jam! It says I have a paper jam! There is no paper jam! Oh my God, if you've ever worked in an office, on a printer especially, this movie is, it's everything. It's just, it's a coping mechanism at that point.
For the record, we in our house have two staplers. One for each of us. There's a reason why. Because I don't want you to take my stapler.
I do have a red streamlined stapler too.
Oh man. And this film is so quotable and so memorable. And like the funny thing is, like, it wasn't a big film, but it became almost like a cult classic because I think everyone who's ever worked in an office has encountered at least one person from each of these films.
Okay, but not even an office. Anyone who's ever worked in a restaurant can totally relate to Jennifer Aniston just having that one moment, that one straw that breaks and you're just flipping everybody off because, like, really, this movie is, again, it's therapeutic for anyone who's ever worked in any sort of, who's ever worked with the public, who's ever stepped outside of their house, it seems, which, you know, working from home is a whole other, a whole other environment, but you can't smash your own, you can't smash your own printer. It doesn't work that way.
You think you can't smash your own printer.
Well, I've wanted to.
I know you have. I know you have. And that's, I would be curious to see some kind of like, and I wish they had done this during the pandemic, but if they had done some kind of like, you know, cast reading of the script over Zoom kind of thing and called it Home Office Space. That would have been brilliant. Missed opportunity right there. And that would have been a cool charity thing to if they had done that.
Oh God, I want to see that.
That needs to happen now.
Even like the 2024 version of the office space where you're dealing with the challenges of working from home and, you know, whether it be internet crashes or just slow internet speeds or like, I don't know, just the distraction of everyday life, like the constant, you know, dog running in and trying to steal your lunch off your desk, like right. That kind of thing, right?
I it needs to be pointed out here, and I'm a challenge to everyone who was involved in the film. The movie came out in 1999, so this is actually the 25th anniversary of this film. So to Mike Judge, Stephen Root, Ron Livingston, everyone who was involved, 25th year, 25th anniversary of Office Space. We need Home Office Space now.
We want more.
We absolutely need Home Office Space.
So funny. So funny.
Okay. I'm going to make people worry about me with my keep pick.
More than usual?
More than usual.
Okay.
More than usual.
Challenge accepted.
Because my keep movie is The Belko Experiment.
Oh. Did not see that coming.
Yeah, nor should anyone. But that being said, okay, first of all, it comes from James Gunn. The film is absolutely phenomenal. It's got a great cast. It's basically like Squid Game on steroids without the kids' games. So the whole premise is all these people work for this company called Belko. It's a quote-unquote not-for-profit, and the building is in the middle of nowhere. And then all of a sudden, one day, you hear this announcement over the speakers. It's like, we want 3 people killed or we will kill 6 people. And then all of a sudden it becomes like a cross between Lord of the Flies and the absolute most violent thing that people did to printers in Office Space. This film, and it's such a pressure cooker, right? You're completely on edge with this film.
That's dark.
It is. I know.
I mean, I want to take my angst out on a printer, not, you know, colleagues. That's frightening.
I'm not saying that I would do that. I'm just saying,
says your coworker here.
When working from home, yes. But the interesting thing is, like, A, cast is chock-a-block full of awesome people, like John Gallagher Jr., Michael Rooker, Adria Arjona, Sean Gunn, John C. McGinley. Like, this cast is killer. Absolutely killer.
And literally.
Yes and yes. But I will say, it actually might be, and this is going to be a bold statement, this might be my favorite James Gunn film of all time. And I recognize saying that with, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, that series out there. Like, that's a tall statement, but
whoa.
I kind of stand by that. Belko Experiment is an underrated gem.
More than the Christmas Guardians of the Galaxy movie?
No, you know what? I will say more so as a movie.
Dang.
I think Guardians of the Galaxy falls more into a short, if you will, because it is pretty short. But I will say that this film on Rotten Tomatoes has a 54% tomatometer. So, you know, I'm just saying that we could cover this movie in an episode of It's Not That Bad.
Next on.
Maybe not next on, but, you know, just know that this film is on my wish list of films to be covered because it is really pretty damn good.
It's interesting because as you mention it, I know that I've seen it,
mm-hmm.
but so long ago that it's not on my radar. It's not on my top of my mind.
And that's like,
I'll watch it.
This was one of those movies that, you know, I saw the trailer for and it, you know, the trailer hooked me right off the bat because it's just such this out there scenario that, and you want to watch it. This film walked so Squid Game could run.
Hmm. Okay.
And if you liked Squid Game, but you weren't a big fan of really creepy pink jumpsuits, you will like the Belko Experiment.
The jumpsuits were teal and white or green.
What about the people with the shapes on their face?
Oh, you mean the...
The guards.
The guards? Those were red.
They were not red.
It was red.
They were more like fuchsia. We're now sitting here, like, you know, giving the Manhattan once over to the guards who are making sure that people die.
I like to call it plum. It was plum.
Oh, dear God. I'm sure there's a... I would be curious now, too. Like, listeners, if you know exactly what color code, like, the hex code of those jumpers for the guards, let us know. Find us on social media at Not That Badcast, because I'm now intrigued and very, very curious.
Cherry red?
No, it wasn't red. It was definitely more on the pinker side.
They were red.
They were not. You're colorblind.
All the marketing has red. Red stuffies, red.
No, it's not red.
It's red.
It's not red.
Oh, my God.
The blood is red.
Hmm.
Hmm. So my watch film, I mentioned that the Belko experiment is an episode that I would love to do. My watch film is an episode that we have already done about this time last year. I say that because we were recording this in January. I'm talking about episode 51 of It's Not That Bad, when we did our episode on waiting.
Okay, can I just expedite things?
Yes.
That has been my past movie.
Wow.
Written down here because, oh God, I...
The one with Ryan Reynolds.
Pass.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. And you know what? Usually this type of movie falls into my wheelhouse. Like, mm-hmm. I know I had to defend it on It's Not That Bad. And I believe truly that if we played back that episode, you really enlightened me because I went into it like, ugh. I mean, there were good moments, but I, you know what? Because I had to watch it, I think for study purposes.
Right. For educational research, you had to watch it.
So then why is that your watch?
The thing is, I actually really enjoyed this film. Not to the point of it being my keep film. I do admit that there are some parts where, you know, you could trim out a few characters and be okay. But there's a lot of good laughs in this. There's a lot of good, funny, quotable moments, and you know, it's a really good Ryan Reynolds performance too, and you know, also Anna Faris as well. Like, it's got a good cast, some good laughs. The funny thing is, I think I would appreciate it even more so had I actually worked in a restaurant, which I never had to do. I mean, I've been in the band in a bar, so I've seen some of that, but not to the extent of what's going on this. But yeah, Waiting is my watch film.
I'm gonna double back to Office Space here with the whole bling thing and you know, trying to be overly cheery all the time working in a restaurant. That never worked for me.
Never worked.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so what is your watch film?
Okay, I am watching every single time, every chance I get, The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
And I loved this when it was a novel. I read the book first and then was so excited to hear that they were making the movie with Anne Hathaway. And oh my God, brilliant performance from Meryl Streep as the boss of the company. Oh my God, it was the perfect casting. Everything from the boyfriend, Adrien Garnier, he was most famous for his role in Entourage.
No, let's be honest. He was most famous for the Aquaman movie that he filmed in Entourage that we never actually got to see. But now we have, I wouldn't mind, right, Adrien Grenier as Aquaman if we ever, you know, when we get to the James Gunn DCEU, like, well, make it happen.
I don't think you can step back from Jason Momoa, though, Aquaman.
But I want Jason Momoa to be Lobo.
Well, that is true.
Right?
But, you know, what's done is done.
Keep in mind, too, this film, since we're geeking out on DC here, I am going to once again put this out into the universe because I think I've done this on at least about 10 episodes of this podcast already. Stanley Tucci, who plays Nigel in this film, needs to be Lex Luthor.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes and yes.
1,000%.
Like, sign him up, give him all the money, and make the best possible Lex Luthor out there if you can't have Bryan Cranston.
Not to mention the adorable performance by Emily Blunt as, like, the quintessential, like, she was living off of, like, carrot sticks and and a slight piece of cheese, you know, so that she could eventually fit into, like, this Gucci dress to go and walk the red carpet alongside of her boss. Like, the quintessential horrible office space where everyone is just trying so hard to fit the mold that, you know, that they are worthy of working there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
the nice thing is, too, like, when you think about some of Anne Hathaway's earlier films, like the Ella Enchanted films and whatnot, like, this is kind of like that natural progression. But she has shown over her career absolute freaking range. Like, Anne Hathaway is an absolute, like, blessed with talent as an actress. Like, but these are the kind of fun films that you get to do as well. So she did really well in this. Absolutely. Okay, so I guess we have to skip you on this one because Waiting was your past film, so I get to talk again. My past film, and I feel very unpatriotic about saying this, okay? Oh. And it's going to be very, very interesting because my keep film qualifies for It's Not That Bad. My watch film qualifies, and we've covered it on It's Not That Bad. My past film does not actually qualify for It's Not That Bad with a 70% tomatometer. It's the movie Way Downtown. And let me explain, because this is a Canadian film released in 2000 starring Don McKellar. The entire premise of this film is that we jump into this office set up in Calgary, Alberta, and we're in day 30 of a bet that's going on with the people who work in this office in that they cannot go outside because they're in Calgary. There are a number of buildings and whatnot, like including condos and et cetera, that are all connected. So you can go from like condo to office tower and not have to go outside. So we start the movie on day 30 of this ongoing bet of the last person who goes outside actually gets the pool of money that's in this bet. It's a fascinating concept. I was really intrigued when we rented it. Yeah, I said rented it. I did say this movie came out in 2000, so that's how old this film is. But in watching it, I felt that it was trying maybe a little too hard, and I found it hard to get through this film.
It almost sounds like the same concept as The Circle.
Not really, because The Circle was more based on how the workplace intruded into everyone's everyday life. This was that you just couldn't go outside, and the how people go stir crazy without that, you know, without touching grass, as the saying goes.
Now, so they had access to everything that they needed.
Oh yeah, like
grocery shops.
Yeah,
and
it's kind of like, and you know, being in Toronto, there is the path that's
it's like
downtown.
Living
yeah,
in the underground.
Exactly. So imagine if you lived in a condo downtown, and you also worked in a building downtown, and you could get from point A to point B by going through the path, never having to go outside. Which during the winter, freaking phenomenal.
I was going to say, this is ideal in the winter.
Right? But to the same token as well, you also avoid all the downtown traffic.
And no driving.
Right? But if you live in a downtown condo, think about it. You also then, all of a sudden, don't have to go outside because there's a grocery store probably in your building, and there's a gym probably inside your building that you have access to because that's part of your condo fees. And there are people who have the ability to never have to go outside because they can go underground or go through bridges and tunnels and whatnot, go from point A to point B and then back to point A without ever having to breathe outside air.
I wonder now if that's actually a thing. Like it's so possible, like you were saying.
Oh, it is highly possible. I just don't know how well someone would be after not going outside and getting fresh air after 30 days.
Now, can they be near a window at least? Can they at least open a window? And
yeah, I think the bet was that you could not physically go outside, right? And, you know, you had people that were like staring out the door and just wondering what the outside fresh air would look, you know, would look like and whatnot. Like it's an interesting concept. I just found myself a little on the not bored side, but I felt it dragged a little bit. And that's not taking away from anything about the movie itself or about the actors or the script. Like 70% Tomatometer, it's a good film. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
Fair enough. Imagine how bored they were.
Can you imagine? Okay, let me ask you, since we're talking about this, you know, if we had the ability to never have to go outside, you know, and we kind of live this now, really, when you think about it, right? Especially in this work from home environment, you know, you wake up, you go downstairs, you work, you're done for the day, you go upstairs, you go back to bed. Really, you never have to leave the house.
Sign me up.
Right?
Seriously.
But I'm curious if people actually during the pandemic went out and if they knew about this film or had heard about this film, sought it out, because I'm sure there were people during the pandemic who went absolute freaking stir crazy not being able to go outside. I wonder if this film might actually be triggering for some people. Very, very intriguing. I mean, if it's worth a watch, just be ready for it, you know, and go in knowing that it's not a big action film. It's not a, you know, a deep thought-provoking film. It's just a simple little Canadian film with a decent idea. And if you don't mind those kind of thought pieces, then you're going to be okay. It just wasn't my cup of tea. All right, Carrie, thank you so much. Before we go, let our listeners know what your keep, watch, and pass films were.
All right. Well, I am for sure keeping Office Space, and I'm watching every single time it's on The Devil Wears Prada, and I'm passing on Waiting.
And my keep film is The Belko Experiment. It's okay. I'm okay. My watch film is Waiting and my pass is Way Downtown. Carrie, thank you so much. Now, listeners, you guys know the drill. If there is a topic that you would love for us to cover on Keep Watch Pass, hit us up on social media at NotThatBadCast or go to our website at NotThatBadCast.com. And while you're there, make sure you check out all of our other shows. Also, if you like our music show, There Can Only Be One, we are now on Live365.com, streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can actually pop this in the car. You can jump in and listen to the episodes when they are on. So please, by all means, listen to us. We appreciate all the support. Until next time, she's Carrie. I'm Jay. You guys are awesome. This is Keep Watch Pass on the It's Not That Bad podcast channel, a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Take care.